Welcome to the Dirt Bike Reader Podcast. My name is Jeremy, and in this episode, Kogan Locke. Now, you may not know this kid's name now, but you'll definitely know it in the future. Young 16-year-old making his debut in the gold class of the Australian Hard Enduro Championship. It's a massive, massive thing. But then not only that, he just recently raced in the VORC, the Victorian Off-Road Championships, and led it. I mean, it was only for a couple of tests, and Milner was out from, unfortunately, a bit of an accident, but a 16-year-old from Hard Enduro, absolutely killing it in the Off-Road Championship. So this is a cool little insight into him. We will do a full episode with him in a couple of weeks. We just haven't been able to go to events. So make sure you go follow Kogan, because he's got a career that you really want to kind of get onto now and watch him develop, because it is exciting to see such a young kid getting pushed up. And then at Kosciuszko Killer, he will be racing gold. So that's a massive step for him. This is a cool chat just to kind of see the insight, what it takes. I mean, he does reference riding after school, so that that's a bit of a thing to have a bit of a laugh at. But for now, enjoy the episode with him. We will bring you a full rundown of him later on in time. But for now, enjoy Kogan. Follow our supporters, B&B Off-Road, Whole Shot Graphics, On Point Motor and Suspension, and Avenger On Store, and get after it. Cheers. Welcome to the Dirt Bike Reader Podcast. My name is Jeremy, and this is season 5 of this crazy podcast that we started so long ago. Myself and Alex are the hosts, and we appreciate your time. And everyone that gets on this podcast, we share stories from desert racing, flat track, hard enduro, regular enduro, all forms of motorcycles. We try and bring everyone together and have a yarn. Really just share the stories, get everyone pumped for a weekend, or recap on what just happened over the weekend. There's so much racing in Australia, and we're very proud to be a part of it and to bring you it. So thank you for tuning in. Like in life, we get a bit excited. The guests get a bit excited. It's a bad language can come out. It's unfortunate. We do apologize if you don't like bad language, but shit happens. Thanks to the amazing support we have from not only you, the fans, but companies here in Australia. We wouldn't be able to make this happen. So thank you. Please remember to share all the episodes that you like, because it doesn't just give us the exposure, but it gives the riders the exposure, and that's what they really need. We need to get the events out there, we need to get the riders out there so we can bring more attention to them and help them grow their career. So once again, welcome to season 5. Hope you enjoy. Strap in, it is going to be an epic year. And get after it. Cheers.
Sweet.
All right, Kogan Locke, how are you, my friend?
Very good, mate. How are you?
I'm very good. It's cool to actually talk to you. We haven't kind of been able to speak to you since your massive rise in the hard enduro scene, which has been really cool to watch. You've kind of come up under a pretty cool rider. I mean, we're not going to talk about him, but it's cool to be watch you really grow. And then obviously now gold, mate. It's a massive thing this year to be able to step up into that.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. It's really exciting as well.
I mean, for people who don't know, how old are you now, my friend?
16.
Mate, that's ridiculous. I hate you for this. But 16 in gold. And on the weekend, as a hard enduro rider, you took on the Vic Off-Road, which is something that's kind of a little bit out of your wheelhouse in regards to probably what people know you for. But I suppose you do cut your teeth in so many different cross-training areas as well.
Yeah, the Vic Off-Roads is a little bit of a second discipline for me. I did it last year. Raced under 18A last year, got the exemption through MA, which was really good, and then stepped it up to pro this year. So do that in the hard enduro.
Mate, it's a busy catalogue for riding, and but then also to have the first round come out and just be so dominant must be a good feeling.
No, it feels awesome. It's a good feeling. Everyone behind me, it's all coming together now, and yeah.
I mean, I suppose we should say, you know, the Vic Off-Road round this year, it didn't start off very good for a fair few of the pro guys because of kind of how techy the ride was, which really suited you down to a T.
Yeah, 100% really suited me. Nice and techy, suited the 300, especially on the first day, being off Canberra and stuff like that. And then as the track got more deteriorated, suited the other boys more, but no, it was really good.
And so what was it like, right, like now you're in the pro class? Did you kind of go into it not feeling as confident as you did last year?
Well, yeah, in a sense, like I wasn't expecting a trophy or anything. I was just trying to slot myself in the top 5 because I heard word that it was going to be a techie round. So I thought, yeah, I'll try slot myself in top 5 and, you know, see how far off I am at from Riley McGilvery, Wilshire, and those boys, and see what I need to work on. And then I ended up taken outright on the first couple sprints.
That's a crazy thought. What was it? What was it like hearing that news for the first time?
It was an amazing feeling, mate. Like it sort of, yeah. I felt I had a nice clean lap. Obviously, I was a bit behind Milner, but I beat the other boys, and then sadly Milner stacked, and then I ended up being at the top of the board for the next few sprints, which was really good. Look, I was quite happy.
And even that to be just behind Milner, I mean, was it 40 seconds?
Yeah, it was a lot, 40 seconds, and that bloke's on another level. I don't know how he does that, but it was 40 seconds between me and Milner, and then a few seconds between me, Riley, and Andy.
And what's it like having Riley and Andy kind of right there on your tail?
It feels really good, but it was also a bit intimidating. Like I'm 16. I've just come up into pro, and then all of a sudden, Riley and Wilshie, they're asking me what lines I'm taking and stuff. And it was a bit of a step. I was like, oh right, this is. I had to learn how the pro class and stuff all works.
Yeah, I guess so too. Like you are, and I said you've also got like Corey McMahon, guys like this, Will Price, all kind of right behind you, ready to go, and you're leading them out. I mean, but as we said before, having Milner in front of you, 40 seconds, yeah, it seems like a lot, but at the same time, this is a world class rider, and you're still only 40 seconds behind him.
Yeah, over a 14-15 minute lap, so it did feel good to see that.
And then how much did that cross over to your hard enduro stuff?
There was a lot of logs on the track, so that hard enduro skills, like the techniques of the double blips and stuff like that suited the track. But it was still a lot of just raw corner speed, raw speed as well. There was definitely some flowy bits in there.
And then the intensity as well. And a lot of hard enduro guys, and you know yourself coming up through, it's all about endurance, keeping that 4 hour of racing compared to, say, you know, the 12, 13 minutes or whatever a sprint is. Do you have like problems with that intensity going out for a short sprint, or have you managed to condition yourself to be able to do it?
I have conditioned myself to be able to do it. Yeah, because I did a little bit of motocross when I was really little, and I did the Vic Offroads on 85s. And then stepped away into the hard stuff. But I did understand how sprint worked, and it's definitely different. You sort of, by the end of the 2 days, it feels like I've done a 4 hour where I've done roughly like an hour's riding, a bit over.
Yeah.
But yeah, you just go 110% for that 15 minutes, especially when you got Riley and Andy on your heels. I was pushing pretty hard. I was quite wrecked by the end of Saturday, that's for sure.
So then do you find it hard to then go back to a hard enduro race where it is kind of 4 hour slog?
It definitely feels different, but I sort of feel like I'm at the point now where I know what needs to be done with both. So obviously with a hard enduro, you pace yourself, and then with the Vic Offroad with the sprint, you just go out 110%, just hard as you can. So, but it definitely does feel weird going off 2 days back-to-back sprints to a 4 hour.
Yeah.
It's just 4 hours going to feel like a very long time, that's for sure.
Absolutely, and it's now you're in the gold as well. 4 hours is going to feel even longer.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough track as well. So,
I mean, I guess you're racing down that way in that Kosciuszko area. So to go to Kozzy for the hard enduro, you're kind of in the same terrain, the same dust, and it seems pretty dry in Victoria all over the place. So I guess it's going to be another dry, dusty race for you.
Yeah, well, at this rate, I'd assume so. It is quite dry at the moment. And, yeah, where we raced on the weekend was similar terrain to Kozzy. You know, it was a bit rocky and, yeah, a bit of that bull dust sort of terrain.
And I guess also being your age 16, are you intimidated now stepping up to goal with these, like the pros of Australian hard enduro, you know, like the Rubens and the Anthony Solas and all those kind of guys? What do you feel like when you step up to such a big level?
It feels pretty cool, to be honest. I'm not expecting anything huge, but it feels cool to be I feel good about myself being 16, being able to double in the gold with the top boys and see where I fit in and do a bit of training with Anthony Sola, Sam Priest, and those boys. It feels good. I'm not scared of it or anything. No. Just happy to be there, really.
Look, that's kind of the cool way to look at it, I suppose. You know, you're just kind of turn up, see what happens, and push them, because as you said before, it's been cool to watch you kind of come up through bronze and silver and really just absolutely spank all of us around the 4-hour race or whatever race it is. Just to see you finally get up to the gold and potentially even push them, it's something pretty special to be 16 as well.
Yeah, well, it's a lot of hard work. You know, I train a lot after school and stuff like that, and it's
after school, mate. That's so cool.
Yeah, and it's good to be in this position, and I'm happy with it. That's for sure.
And so, what bike are you going to race this year?
Gas 300.
And so, yeah. have you found that so far?
I love it. It's awesome. Mm. It's a very versatile bike. That's for sure. Like, I went races at the VOIC on the weekend, and then Cozzy in 2 weeks' time.
Which so it's the bike to have by sounds of it. Everyone's loving raving on the gases, and you've done not much to it as well. So to be able to have it a stock form and go race it, that's something pretty cool.
Yeah, they're awesome from factory. But yeah, no, really good. Loving it.
And then, so for the rest of the year, what does it look like? Are you going to just be doing the hard enduro, or are you going to dabble with the VORC, maybe some GNCC, something like that?
So I'm doing all of the VORC, all of the hard enduro, trying to get to as much AORC as I can. I missed Roma in Queensland. Mm-hmm. That was a bit far to get to. And then I'm doing the GNCC as well.
All on the 300?
Yep, everything.
Mate, that's dedication.
Yeah, just stay on the same bike, you know, learn it, ride it.
Yeah, and then Hadar?
Yeah, I'll definitely do Hatter as well. Forgot to mention that.
Mate,
enter the 300 class.
Oh, mate, that's you're dedicated to be doing that on a 2-stroke as well. You must have pretty good hands to be able to hold on to that vibrating ting ting for that long.
Yeah, it's definitely not going to be easy, Hatter.
No, and so is there a round in particular that you're looking forward to for the hard enduro as well?
Cozzy, I've always loved Cozzy. It's really cool.
Yeah, I mean, I hope we, as we keep saying before, we don't want it to rain though, because it turns into that mud of a track. It's just not a fun weekend.
Yeah, that year I did bronze on the beta and it rained, and I was sliding down hills with my bike next to me, just sliding. I could do about it. It gets real slippery that joint.
Oh, mate, absolutely. And then, I mean, it's a big year. It's a big year for yourself to be racing. And obviously the Hard Enduro Championship this year is going to be massive. So to be able to go and do it and compete in gold, it's something really cool to kind of watch you transition through. But then also to be able to go and compete at so many other events, mate, it's going to be a big year for you.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm really excited for that. I mean, I'm very thankful of people that are backing me this year and just trying to get as much done as possible.
Oh, absolutely, mate. It's coming to cool to watch, and then obviously to be lining up over and over again. It must take a lot for you. Do you do a lot of training? As you said, off the on the back of school, you do stuff, but are you quite a gym-orientated person as well, or is it mainly just bike training?
A bit of cross training as well, yep.
Yeah.
Not as much as bike training. I tend to find that the best way to get better is just to ride.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, some cross-training in there as well, gym work, that sort of stuff.
Mate, I guess it's just one of those things where you've got the time to be able to get into it. So to be able to line up over and over again, it's gonna just take that dedication from you.
Yeah, that's it. Just take the advantage of staying at school. And I'm home by just before 4 o'clock every day. So I can ride through it right after school. Mate, every year, for all year, really.
Absolutely, man. Well, look, thanks for your time, buddy. We look forward to catching a Cozzy, and we'll sit down and get a big episode and kind of chat about all things riding in your past. But for now, man, it's cool to see you do that crossover and do the VIC, and then see how that translates to your first year in gold of the Australian Hard Enduro.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks, mate.